Folks, welcome to Mind Up, and thank you for tuning in once again to another episode. My guests today are two of the four founding members of a startup company in the environmental space called Cover2 or C2. Kirk Langston is the Chief Executive Officer, and Mike Bakarian is the Chief Operating Officer. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Glenn. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Great to be on the show.
Absolutely. So why don't we start out by telling us what is C2 or Cover2, and what made you guys decide to get into this particular venture?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about, you know, C2. We're a company that is focused on really changing, bringing some unique technology and capabilities to both residential customers and to commercial customers to help them really change what we call the breathing experience. And we believe deeply that everybody deserves to breathe in the vitality of life. And our mission is to protect life from the invisible threats within indoor air spaces and allow people to thrive and flourish as they experience the incredible benefits of what we refer to as a high pure environment, which is another word for an ultra purified air environment. And so we actively bringing these capabilities to the market to help people experience just a greater level of life and to experience the vitality of life that everyone deserves.
Thanks for that. And, you know, interestingly enough, since COVID, you know, you hear about air quality, water quality, and things of that nature. So when it comes to indoor air quality, the average house, the average commercial establishment, how bad is it really? And how concerned should we really be? I mean, if I walk into a bedroom or a living room and I'm not having breathing difficulties, should I really be concerned about it? If I don't feel anything and I don't feel like I'm being stressed, or I don't feel any different than I felt when I was outside, should I be concerned?
Yeah, it's a great question, Glenn. You know, when we got hit with the pandemic and COVID, everybody was running around, you know, thinking about disinfecting, and they're spraying all kinds of disinfectants and quaternary ammonium products, which was making life a little bit worse for a lot of folks. And, you know, we were trying to beat the virus. And in fact, we were making our environments a lot worse from just the act of disinfecting. And from that, you branch off into other items and other air components. Give you a couple just quick little snippets. You know, 7 million people die prematurely each year from just poor air quality. You know, 91% of our global population, you know, breathed heavily polluted air. You know, we spend 90% of our time indoors in America, yet our indoor air is 5 times more polluted often than our outdoor air. And so, you know, we started out and grounded in, you know, the early days of trying to, you know, fight COVID to now looking at holistically, the air we breathe is oftentimes just a soup of very deleterious elements that really make our lives a lot worse without even realizing it. And we breathe, you know, 22,000 times a day. And we have a saying, you know, the rule of three, right? You can live three weeks without food. You can live 3 days without water, but you can't live for more than, you know, if you don't have air for 3 minutes, you may or may not survive. So air is our most crucial element that we unfortunately take for granted today. And that's how we came across and formed C2, is to really holistically address three key components around the breathing experience. And that is to create an environment of super empowered air, to measure that and provide visibility to our customers of what's actually in your air. And then we provide a certification level from our perspective, a C2 certification, to let people know that the air is being monitored, evaluated, created, and then certified to bring assurance back to the people that experience that air, right? You walk into someone's home, you don't have to drink their water or eat their food, but you do have to breathe their air. And it would be nice to know that you're walking into a home or a business where the air is being addressed.
I'm glad you addressed air quality issues, because the only time I think you ever think about, or I think about, any air quality issues is if there's a smell in the air. If you go through an area that's heavy with industry and there's an odor, you think, wow, you know, should I even be breathing this? But if you don't smell it, at least in my opinion, if you don't smell it, there isn't an issue. I also wanted to see if you guys have heard of a term called sick building syndrome. I came across it about a week ago or so, and I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, so sick building syndrome is a term that's been around a while now, and it's really indicative of conditions that can creep up into various buildings that provide or cause, I should say, unfavorable conditions for the occupants in that space. They get sluggish, they can get sick, and a lot of this stems oftentimes from really poor ventilation or high CO2 levels inside of a space. There can be an accumulation depending on levels of humidity where maybe they have mold, they have mildew, and some of those things can cause chronic, you know, reactions to from a respiratory standpoint, or cause more allergic reactions to that, cause flare-ups of asthma. And it's really not conducive to optimal performance. So productivity is impaired. You can see absenteeism that is impaired or impacted from those types of conditions. And so it's become a term that's well known in the industry and in the commercial space specifically. You see a lot of facilities management professionals that are looking to stem the risks and to prevent sick building syndrome from occurring within their specific spaces.
Interesting. Yeah, thanks for that. I appreciate that. Now, I've got to ask, because when you look at, you know, the market's been inundated with air purifier type things. I bought an air purifier. I think I got it on Amazon a couple of years. Sits in my living room. I turn it on. So isn't that good enough? Or is this, you know, how does your system compare to this?
Yeah, that's a great. So there's quite a lot of, you know, cures, you know, I put my air quotes up in the air. There are a lot of cures out there for air quality inside your home and your office. And we look at it as, you know, it's not a one size fits all type of solution, right? So air purification and filtration is a component of healthy air. We've addressed the market. We've created a platform that we call the CMC platform. This is a proprietary platform of ours. And in that, we address the creation of healthy air, and we do so utilizing a technology called bipolar ionization. We introduce nature's ions into your air envelope in your building or inside your home, and we raise your ion levels above 5,000 ions per cubic centimeter. And that is the equivalent as if you opened your room or your home and put it in a forest or a beach. Okay, and so we try to maintain ion levels. Typical homes have anywhere between 200 to 400 ions per cubic centimeter. So we're flooding your space with these ions. These ions are sort of nature's air scrubbers, and they kill bacteria and mold. They agglomerate around particles. They clean the air, sort of like creating a rain inside the home. So the core of our platform is we're creating this purified state of air through bipolar ionization. Then we measure that. We introduce, depending on, we have residential sensors, we have commercial quality sensors, we introduce sensors into the airspace. So we're monitoring things like humidity and temperature and VOCs. We measure 22 different VOCs, volatile organic compounds, in the commercial space alone. You know, we look at ozone, nitrous oxide, we look at particulate matter, 1, 2.5, 4, and 10. So we're really taking a sample. And we take that sample every minute. So within 24 hours, you're getting, you know, was that 1,400 times a day we're sampling the air. And then that air is being, the sample of the air is being displayed back to you as to what is in your air. And a lot of times it's really shocking when you first start looking at it. You go, wow, I'm breathing this in. My VOCs are off that 20,000. How can that be? Well, I was cooking. You know, we don't realize all the things that we put into our air just for the simple act of living. And then our last piece, which is the CMC, C is for certified. So then we certify your building. So let's say you're a commercial space and you're a building owner, or you've got a business and you've got employees and people are a little bit concerned about going back to work. Well, we are now monitoring, we're creating, we're monitoring, we're measuring, and then we are certifying to international standards the C2 certification. And we put a seal on your door if you achieve. It's a 30-day period, and every 30 days you would get recertified. And then that is the way of telling the world that, hey, listen, I take air quality seriously. I want a performance increase. I want to protect people from asthma and issues with their lungs and heart disease and particulate matter poisoning and things such as that. And it lets people know that I've done so. And we put a stick, you know, stickers and material throughout the office space, let people know that you can return to this space. It's a safe space, and that it is being protected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the CMC platform. And that goes for residential as well. So our same program works commercially, but we also have a residential program on top of that.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, let me add a couple of points to that, if you don't mind. I think, you know, some of the feedback we get from a lot of our customers is, and by the way, a lot of the air purification products in the market are excellent. You know, there's different approaches to them. Many of them are a filtration approach. Many of them use more of a UVC approach and sterilize the air. There's a lot of different approaches. They can all be effective. I think the challenge that we see with a lot of purification technologies on the market today that people really don't necessarily like is that oftentimes it's some kind of a physical box or something that you maneuver into somewhere inside of a space. It's got a cord, it's got a fan, it makes noise, it's got, you know, requires maintenance, it's got to be replaced. Or sometimes you stick it on a wall, and again, it's aesthetically maybe not pleasing to somebody, they don't like it. Again, it's got some annoyances to it. And so the approach that we've taken to basically as an alternative to that is something that covers, first of all, large space. Most of the mobile purifiers that you're going to purchase off of Amazon or whatever, wherever you're going to purchase that, most of those are going to purify just a small, very small space. So it's somewhat limited in terms of its scope. The other piece of it that we're trying to accomplish is really making it seamless and just fully integrated into your ventilation system. So it's always there, and it continuously is working when your airflow is occurring. And then basically taking the headaches of maintenance away as well, where it can be more self-cleaning, self-maintaining to some extent. And that's really the hallmarks of some of the technical aspects of our solution, is to cover a lot of space, make it seamless, make it integrated, and make it as headache-free and as maintenance-free as possible.
Well, thanks for that. And what I really like here is that you guys are in a constant state of monitoring the air quality. I use my floor unit that I purchased on Amazon as an example. I think it's working effectively, but there's no way of measuring it. There's nothing on there that shows that it's effectively working. It's either it's on or it's off. And as you said, it's making noise and it seems to be doing its job, but we really don't know, do we? So again, I really like the fact that your organization has taken a holistic approach to monitoring air quality.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. To Kirk's point, you know, there's a lot of great stuff out in the marketplace. We look to kind of link them all together in one holistic approach, so that it's not a do it yourself. We do it all for you. In fact, the chat a moment about that, we created a service called Air Quality as a Service. So for commercial and even residential customers, you know, you can get all of the benefits of our program and basically subscribe to it as a subscription. So we bring all of the components to your location. We install it for you. We guarantee and warranty everything behind it. You pay a small monthly fee, and you experience a very hyper state of air quality and purity that you would not receive by just, you know, sticking something over in the corner, as we discussed, and turning it on. It works throughout the entire air column, the air envelope within your building and in your space.
Okay. So when you're looking at the entire ecosystem of air purifiers and filters, that's kind of where you fit in, and there's really no limit to it. I mean, you could be anything from residential to institutional to healthcare, long-term care. So I'm assuming that those would really be all your touch points for something like this. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we really believe that everybody should have the right to this purified, ultra-purified air, that it is critical to the health and wellness of us as people, that it's almost somewhat of a gap in the health and wellness strategy that most of us employ today. I mean, we all spend money on gym memberships. We spend money on supplements, dietary supplements, vitamins, all kinds of things every single month to try to improve how we perform, how well we're thinking. And this is somewhat of a blind spot or somewhat of a gap in that health and wellness strategy, because yes, I think everybody would know if we're talking to them that, you know, yeah, I can get sick through the air. In fact, you know, University of Michigan, close to where you're at, Glenn, did a study and, you know, identified that you're 1,000 times more likely to experience viral transmission through the airspace compared to surfaces that you touch or that you come in contact with. And so if we really want true health and wellness, we know we got to protect and purify the airspace. And we believe that everybody has the right to it. I think the challenge that we've seen in the past is that oftentimes it can be, you know, to cover really all of your spaces, it can be very expensive. It can be a large upfront investment. And so therefore it's really those one percenters that are extremely high income or those that really have no other choice. They just have health conditions that require it. And there's no other way around it. They have to spend money on it. We believe that it really should be accessible by everybody. And so that's part of our goal as a company is to make it affordable, make it accessible to everybody, everywhere, and give them the privilege of being able to experience life at a higher level. And what's not always understood is that when you are in this high pure environment, you think much more clearly, like your cognitive clarity and focus is enhanced as high as 61%. You see productivity, depending on the studies that you read, being increased by anywhere from 5 to 9%. You see your energy, your sleep, your moods. And we also see it having a significant, and there's research that just dropped in the last couple of weeks, specifically out of the UK, that's linking air quality and poor air quality environments to depression, anxiety. So there's coming out of the pandemic where we were isolating ourselves and the resulting mental health crisis that came out of that. One way to really combat that, in our opinion, is to make this accessible everywhere. So we're very passionate about making sure that everybody, whether you're in your home or whether you're at work, regardless of the industry that you work in, that you have an opportunity to experience ultra high purified air.
Well, you know, and I love the fact that this is geared towards mainstream America, as opposed to the top earners or whoever can afford that. You look at, hey, it's great to put in a geothermal system, but there's $20,000, $30,000 for a heating cooling system. So I love the fact that you guys are doing that. The other thing too, that I really think it's time that we really open our eyes and be a lot less myopic in our thinking when it comes to environmental, when there's environmental issues, typically the fixes, and you touched a little bit on this, are pills or supplements. They think that, there's an issue with, I'm having a hard time with, my throat's a little scratchy or whatever it is. Well, hey, maybe you're deficient in a certain vitamin. And or the big push towards supplements. Supplements are a $1 billion-a-year industry. So to look at this from a little bit of a different lens and say, hey, maybe these environmental factors have to do with the air that we're breathing. But there, I think the go-to has always been, well, you know, it's got to be in a pill or a supplement or something. There's got to be a medical explanation for this. And therefore, there must be some kind of a therapy that involves drinking something, swallowing something. And, you know, to look at this from a different angle, I think is really, no pun intended, but kind of a breath of fresh air to see it this way.
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, there's a pill for everything, right, in today's day and age. But, you know, we serve the lowest level of, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, it's really a security. We need wholesome food, we need pure water, and we need clean air. And we're trying to raise the awareness around the clean air portion. We had an understanding in the last few years because of the pandemic what air really meant, airborne illness. But we're trying to raise the awareness that it's more than just about viral mitigation. It's about, you know, limiting your VOCs, monitoring your CO2, your carbon monoxide. I'll give you an example. We have one of our customers is out in Pennsylvania, and they've got a restaurant chain, and they've got our solution in a couple of the restaurants right now. And we noticed, and because we are monitoring 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, we noticed an increase in carbon monoxide in the restaurant. We noticed that it was happening at like very strange times, like in 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, carbon monoxide is a byproduct of cooking. And if you don't have the proper ventilation, occurring, you could leach carbon monoxide into the restaurant. Our sensors are out in the restaurant. So there was elevated levels of CO in the restaurant. So we brought that to the owner's attention, you know, right away, and we started seeing that, and he was pretty much, you know, blown away, like, wow, I never would have known. So it wasn't at a high enough level that you would evacuate the building, but it was at a high enough level that it could cause performance issues with the people that were in there because you're breathing in carbon monoxide throughout the day. So not only is, you know, when you look at from our solution, is it serving our most basic need in breathing, but it's also our solution is helps to provide direction into mitigating your environment so that now you can be specific, increase your ventilation, maybe change something within your air system, your air handler, or whatever it might be to remediate it. But we're providing that visibility to our customers of components of the air they had no experience with previously in the past.
Well, it's a good point. So it's a comprehensive analysis of something that they otherwise would never have had or thought of to begin with. So I think it's great that you guys do this. Now, if somebody, a homeowner, restaurant owner, somebody that runs a long-term care facility, if they want to get a hold of, they're interested and say, hey, I've got to have this. I really want to know more about this. How do they find you guys?
Yeah, so it's easy. So our website's c2pure.com. You can email us at info@c2pure.com. Please make sure to reference the Mind Up podcast when you contact us. That'll be a good way for us to understand the context of you reaching out to us. We'd love to talk to you more about your specific space. I mean, we take an approach where we first analyze your space. We don't begin immediately to treat the space. What we really usually do is put in the sensoring technology and begin to get the baseline data, log the data, make sure we understand the control. We know where we're starting from, and then we can start to then measure the impact of the purification inside of that space afterwards. So we definitely take a little different approach there and want to start with the data. But yeah, we'd love to talk to anyone out there that's looking to maybe take a different approach, right? Somebody that's looking to improve the not just the indoor air quality, but the indoor environmental quality. As well. And there's a lot of different aspects that go into that. It's gaining a lot of attention now, and some of the ESG postures and frameworks that are out there that are starting to now really, connect the dots to human health and wellness and performance and being able to be at your very best to the environmental conditions that we find ourselves in. And we're definitely one component of that.
That's great. And the information that you gave me as far as contacts, email, websites, anything that you want, that'll be posted in the show notes here. So when people log on to this podcast right at the beginning, they'll see that and they'll be able to reach out and make contact with you guys. But I'll tell you what, I absolutely love what you guys are doing. I love the approach. I think it's fantastic what you guys are embarking on. And I think that the timing is just perfect to be doing this at this point in time. What I'd love to be able to do is have you guys on here, 6 months or a year from now, just to see where you're at and how things are progressing along. I just think it's fascinating. I think our listeners are going to absolutely love this, and hopefully you guys will get a lot out of it as well.
Yeah, we'd love to come back. Thanks again, Glenn, for having us on today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And guys, stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing. And if there's anything you want to add, you're new, you're growing. If there's something that, hey, I'd like to talk about this. This is kind of something new that we came across. Contact me. You guys are welcome back anytime. I'd love to have you on.
That's great, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you, Glenn.